I'm just sort of the guest speaker today because we're doing a conference starting tonight. So I'm over there in the cave trying to get ready for it. The conference is about being in Christ, our union with Christ. And so there's a scripture that I've been contemplating the last couple of days. And this is from a real familiar one. This is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And it says, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." That's an amazing verse. And I drove Olivia crazy asking her questions about it because there were just some parts I just didn't, it doesn't have a flow to it. And a lot of times when you read some of the translations, they'll change it around to make more sense. But it just says what it says. And again, it says, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." If you're a Christian, what makes you a Christian is that you're in Christ. I've heard that term all my Christian life, and usually it just means you're a Christian. But no, it means that your life has now been placed into the life of another. That's what makes you a Christian. Your union with Christ. We were recreated in Christ, it says in Ephesians 2:10. It's because you've been placed into his life spiritually. That makes you a new creation. And in Christ, which is at the heart of the gospel, he says, "Because you're in Christ, my God shall supply all your needs." Not some of your needs, not most of your needs, not the easy ones. "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ." One of the things I like about that verse is it doesn't say that he supplies you out of his riches. To supply you out of his riches means he takes some of his riches and gives it to you. To supply you according to his riches means that in light of everything that he is and all that he has and all he possesses, that's how he meets every need that you have. The smallest need, one of the things I love about John 13 is it says about Jesus that he knew where he'd come from, he knew where he was going, and he knew that the Father had given all things into his hands. That's a lot. He got down on his hands and knees and washed the disciples' feet. Disciples who he knew, would betray him, all of them would abandon him at the cross. And he was just getting down doing this stuff, this serving thing, this act of love. Because it says earlier that he loved them to the uttermost, and that was one of the expressions. When we think about God supplying from his great provision all that he is and all that he has, you think about doing great things, signs and wonders, going overseas and leading people to Christ. We've got a team of people, I think there's 14 now, right, that are going to be going to Africa, to Uganda in May. And they're going to have the opportunity to minister over a five-day period to 30 to 35,000 people. That's like something that would require all that God has. He'll supply all your needs according to his riches, not from them, but in light of them. But understand, I'll come back to what I was saying. According to your riches, his riches in glory. How much glory does God have? There's a place in Ephesians that says he's rich in mercy. Well, that's just one expression of his glory. You're talking about his glory, you're talking about the shared attributes of God, the character of God, the nature of God, all that God is. And so it's in light of that that he meets every need that you have. He doesn't just take from the riches of his glory, according to all to the riches of his glory. And so when I think about that place in John 13, that Jesus saying the Father has given all things into his hands, he should have then raised the dead or something. You know, made some crippled person walk. Because that's when you need all that stuff, right? When you need the riches of his glory to all be functioning. Now I need it when I go home. Because that's where I live most of the time. When my wife wants me to tell her about my day, when all I've been doing is talking all day long, you know? Or when I get a phone call and somebody just wants to, they're having some issues and need to talk to me from somewhere, or some little bitty thing. It's the taking out the garbage. It's the doing the little irritable stuff that I need all the resources of heaven to be functioning in my life So that I can do all those things supernaturally. What do you mean? Like you float across the room, pick up the garbage, and sail across the house? No. So I can do them with a supernatural attitude. I mean, sometimes I need to see a supernatural anointing release when I'm praying for the sick to see them get healed. We'll see thousands and thousands of people get healed when we go to Cavalli. We're going to meet a girl. I'm going to get to see a girl for the first time in 3 years who was 15 years old, who was blind, was healed. And I haven't seen her since then. That's a cool stuff. But it's also just as miraculous not to get mad, not to give in to lust, not to be greedy, not to be selfish, not to be filled with depression, not to be critical or envious or jealous. Isn't that supernatural too? And he shall supply, my God shall supply all your needs according to the riches in glory. Because I'm in Christ. Doesn't say he might. Doesn't say he could. He says he will. Because I'm in Christ. So I can walk into every situation no matter what my need is. And here's the cool thing. Your neediness does not disqualify you from God using you. You know, those of you who are here know my story. A gazillion years ago, when I first yielded my life to Christ, I was mentally ill. Clinical depression and clinical anxiety. And I was like needy. I was in the bent can section. And I thought God could use anybody but me. And if I could just get my act together, then God could do something through me. But I realized that I'd never get my act together until I let him do stuff through me. For in my weakness, his strength is made perfect. So if the need is being patient with a friend or praying for the sick, or you just feel overwhelmed because you're having to prepare for a conference and creating notes is the most dreadful, horrible thing in the history of the world for somebody as disorganized as I am, and somehow I've gotten locked into this putting notes together, I wish I'd have never started, Tommy. Because now people want them. And so I'm having to do 7 things. And I'm halfway through number 1. Well, you know what? He can supply the grace for that too, right? That's a need. My administrative weakness and that doing that kind of stuff, I can, because I'm in Christ, I don't have to beg him. I don't have to plead. I can just thank him. Because faith doesn't wait for the manifestation of provision. Manifestation waits for faith. Amen? So, just be encouraged, be blessed, and I'm about to leave you because I do trust him, but I'm going to go over there and trust him and finish these things, okay? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.